Hello, this is the listening test.
Part 1. Look at Part 1.
Listen to the recording and circle the appropriate answer. A, B or C.
1. Which girl is Daisy?
You know my friend Daisy, Dad?
The girl with the long curly hair?
No, she's got short hair now. And it isn't curly. I want my hair like that.
Why do you want yours like that?
I want to be like Daisy.
Two. Where is Kim?
Hi, Dad. Where's Kim? Is she in her bedroom?
No, and she's not in the kitchen.
Well, is she in the living room, then?
Oh, yes. You're right. She is. She's watching TV.
3. Where's the blanket?
Where's the blanket? I need it for the baby to sit on.
It's downstairs in the basement, isn't it?
No, I looked there, and it's not outside in the garden.
Oh, I know. It's upstairs in the bedroom.
4. What did Nick do at the weekend?
Did you go to the beach at the weekend, Nick?
No, we didn't, because it was cold and windy.
So, what did you do? Did you go to the cinema?
No. My friend Kim phoned, and we went skating.
Now listen to part one again.
1. Which girl is Daisy?
You know my friend Daisy, Dad?
The girl with the long curly hair?
No, she's got short hair now. And it isn't curly. I want my hair like that.
Why do you want yours like that?
I want to be like Daisy.
2. Where is Kim?
Hi, Dad. Where's Kim? Is she in her bedroom?
No, and she's not in the kitchen.
Well, is she in the living room, then?
Oh, yes! You're right. She is. She's watching TV.
3. Where's the blanket?
Where's the blanket? I need it for the baby to sit on.
It's downstairs in the basement, isn't it?
No, I looked there, and it's not outside in the garden.
Oh, I know. It's upstairs in the bedroom.
4. What did Nick do at the weekend?
Did you go to the beach at the weekend, Nick?
No, we didn't, because it was cold and windy.
So, what did you do? Did you go to the cinema?
No. My friend Kim phoned, and we went skating.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello. I'd like to help sometimes at the children's zoo. Can I do that?
Yes, that's okay. But I need to ask you some questions first.
Fine.
So, what's your name? Can you spell it for me?
It's Anne Jones. That's J-O-N-E-S.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
1.
OK then, Anne. Where do you live?
I live in Field Road.
Right. What number?
Number 17.
17. Right.
Two.
Which days can you help here at the zoo?
Well, I can come on Wednesdays after school or on Sundays.
OK. What about Sunday afternoon then?
All right. Sunday afternoon is fine for me.
Three.
Which animals would you most like to work with?
That's difficult. I like all kinds of animals.
Well, we need help with the bats and the rabbits.
So can I help with the bats?
Yes, fine.
Four.
Okay. Now, you can work with Mr. Marsh. He can show you what to do.
Okay. I must write his name in my book. How do you spell it?
M-A-R-S-H.
Thank you.
Five.
Last question now, Anne.
Okay.
What's your phone number?
It's 753-694.
753-694. Well, thank you, Anne.
Now listen to part two again. One.
OK then, Anne. Where do you live?
I live in Field Road.
Right. What number?
Number 17.
17. Right.
Two.
Which days can you help here at the zoo?
Well, I can come on Wednesdays after school or on Sundays.
OK. What about Sunday afternoon then?
All right. Sunday afternoon is fine for me.
Three.
Which animals would you most like to work with?
That's difficult. I like all kinds of animals.
Well, we need help with the bats and the rabbits.
So can I help with the bats?
Yes, fine.
Four.
Okay. Now, you can work with Mr. Marsh. He can show you what to do.
Okay. I must write his name in my book. How do you spell it?
M-A-R-S-H.
Thank you.
Five.
Last question now, Anne.
Okay.
What's your phone number?
It's 753-694.
753-694. Well, thank you, Anne.
That is the end of part two.
That is the end of listening test.